Yesterday in Whitehorse, Yukon Territory, a Native group went to court to challenge the permits for a mine on the eastern border of the territory. The trial calls the authority of both territorial and federal governments in question. Vic Hischenko of the CBC has a report on the trial.
There are seven lawyers representing government, First Nations, the company, and the Environmental Assessment Board making arguments. More lawyers in the gallery are taking notes while Yukon Environmental Assessment Board executives listen in. At stake for the company, Selwyn Chihong, is a multi-million dollar test mining program on the Yukon NWT border. Its success could lead to a billion-dollar mining project. At stake for the Yukon government is the environmental assessment process it developed with First Nations through the land claim negotiations. The Liard First Nation has refused to accept any land claim treaty and says environmental assessors ignored its concerns about the Selwyn Chihong project. The company and the Yukon government argue those concerns will be met when and if the Yukon Water Board licenses the project. But the court challenge has now hamstrung the Water Board because it can't license the project until the environmental assessment is approved. There's no word on how long it will take Justice Ron Vail to make his decision. Vic Hischenko, CBC News, Whitehorse.